Dude, my leg's asleep.
Is it?
Yeah.
You need to walk it off?
I'll stand.
Does standing help?
A little bit.
Okay.
Can I get a
podcast?
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It is Friday, May 10th. This is Can I Get a Podcast? Here at the lavish Tumulus Studios, downtown Dallas, Victory Park. I'm Jeffrey Cooperstein, alongside my good friend and co-host, Christopher Gross.
Hello, Jeffrey Cooperstein.
How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. Good to be here.
Yes, always good to be here. We had a lot go on this last week in Dallas sports. A couple things we wanted to touch on. Later, we're going to get into the NBA playoffs. Maybe a little NBA lottery talk. Maybe a little Mavs action there,
ooh,
if you want to do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
But right now we have to mourn. We have to mourn, Chris, because the Stars lost an absolute heartbreaker.
Play the sad music, and it was very sad, and I couldn't feel much worse for a player ever in a loss more than I felt for Ben Bishop.
Oh my Lord. I mean, he put the team literally on his back.
Yeah.
Like if without him, they're not even close to where they were in that double overtime. It was one of the most incredible playoff performances I've ever seen, and it's a real shame they couldn't get it done for him.
Yeah, not going to pretend like I have like a huge, extensive background of hockey watching, but I've got to say that that was, as far as like just overall in sports, postseason performances go, that was up there.
Absolutely.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he's showed why he's a Vezina Trophy finalist. If you don't know what the Vezina is, it's the top three goalies are nominated for the best goalie in the league award at the end of the year, and Bishop
is
one
win
of
it?
Them. No, I think it's going to be Andre Vasilevsky of Tampa Bay, because the awards are, you know, voted on for the regular season, which
so
is another story for another day.
Yeah.
But yeah, sad the Stars lost. This got Chris and I talking. Chris, you want to tell them what we were talking about?
Yeah. So with the Stars making it, you were literally what? In overtime, you could
be 3 inches away.
Yeah, you're a second away from the Western Conference Finals. And it got me thinking, which of the major professional teams in DFW, yeah, don't care. Don't care about college either. Which one is the closest to winning a championship? And is it the Stars?
For me, it is, because I think they have an up-and-coming roster. You know, their best players are 22, 19, 27. They have, if not the best goalie in the world, a top five goalie in the world. They have things that are trending very, very high for them. And I think this is going to be the start of a multi-year run for the Stars. You know, it's obviously very hard to win a championship.
Yeah.
But if we're picking who the closest team is, I think it's between them. And I think it's either them or the Dallas Cowboys, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, I agree. I'll go with the Cowboys. And I think that's because right now you've got a solid base built. You've got a good foundation built with Dak, Amari, Zeke on your offense. And you got to worry about your secondary a little bit. But as far as the rest of the pieces on the defense go, you've got Tank Lawrence, and you've got nice young pieces in Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch on your defense. I like the Cowboys' chances. Look, you are as far as the Cowboys go, you're a CJ Anderson insane
right.
game away from the NFC
yeah,
title
absolutely.
Game last year. And so that puts you closer than any DFW team has been since the Rangers were when they were making their World Series runs.
Right.
So to me, I say Cowboys, and I think what you can say between the Cowboys, the Stars, and hey, look, even the Mavs, who I think are not super far away, is they all have young talent.
Right. It's not like their window of opportunity is closing.
And it's not like you've got a lot of guys who are either in their prime or on the downside of their prime, but still trying to take advantage of it. And I think that's a good sign for DFW sports in general. But the thing that just worries me about the Stars is playoffs are so long.
Yeah.
Like,
It's a grind. It's an absolute grind.
And it seems to me like, let's look at what happened to the Cowboys in their game against the Rams. One guy gets hot in CJ Anderson, and he can take a team down.
It's over.
Where it doesn't matter how well Ben Bishop plays. Look, if you're not getting shots on goal like the
you're
Stars
not gonna score.
You from the first period, the end of the first period to the end of regulation, they had what, like 4 shots on goal?
Yeah.
I mean, it was
a ridiculously low amount.
It's just sad, and when you don't have all that clicking, that's just what worries me about the Stars. What about the Mavericks? I think we
just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it from the Mavericks yet, so we don't know. And obviously this offseason is a monumental offseason. And we have to see how the team is shaped before we can form an opinion on that. You know, they obviously do have the great young talents in Luka and Porzingis, but we just don't know. We haven't seen it.
Yeah. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. You are listening to Can I Get a Podcast?
We know it's not the Rangers. We can say that.
Yeah. So I wanted to touch on them a little bit, but let's just do it right here where I think you could make an argument for any of the other three. Like, I wouldn't necessarily say Mavs, but you could probably argue it to where I would finally agree with you. The one team that I am not going to let you slide by on is the Rangers. And this is a team that...
They're bad.
They're bad. They don't have a pitching staff outside of Mike Minor. Your best hitter right now is Hunter Pence,
hardly made the team.
Yes, and he had to fight to this point to get actual playing time. That is not building for the future. That is not building for future success in championships.
The Rangers have a lot of work to do.
Yes.
A lot.
And it's not good when your talent, like, that's coming up through the system is what, like, they're in high A right now.
Yes, they're like the majority of their best prospects are in down east or in Frisco. They're not in AAA, almost ready to come up.
So I will say that, yeah, we can most definitely rule out the Rangers, but part of the reason that I go to the Cowboys too, and it's like what you said with the Mavs, is we've seen, and it's kind of a conversation that's going on right now just around the Cowboys in general about contracts. What do you do with Dak? Do you bring Zeke back? What do you do with Zeke? And to me, you know what? You can call me crazy, but I think this is a team that can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott.
You can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott. I think Dak has proven that. Like, I was going to say this. Over the last 3 years, the Cowboys have a winning record every year.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't ask for much more than that. You'd love to be in the playoffs all 3 years. You'd love to win a couple of playoff games, but the first thing you have to do is get in to the tournament.
Yes. And the other thing about the Cowboys, talking about the last 3 years, I wish we could see what the last three years would have been without a Zeke suspension.
They would have been in the playoffs again.
Yeah, and Zeke would have led the league in rushing all 3 years. So to me, having Dak and Zeke as a pairing, now you're bringing in Amari Cooper. I mean, you need more. Like, Jason Witten's not going to help put you over the top. You obviously want more talent at the skill position on the offensive side. But to me, I think you're a team who is a, you know, bust out freak performance from CJ Anderson away from the NFC title game, which is something they haven't done in 20 years.
It's not like they're that far out. You know what I mean?
No.
And I don't think you need an elite of elite quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl. I think that was proven by the Denver Broncos. Yes, Peyton Manning's one of the best of all time. Was he any good that season?
No.
Not really.
No.
You don't need... You need adequate quarterback play, and Dak is an adequate quarterback. And so that's why I think the Cowboys have a chance.
And hey, look even back to last year with Nick Foles. I mean, Foles, there's something special. Foles magic.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's
you can't explain it.
There's something that he can turn on in the playoffs, but...
Fortunately, he is no longer a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yes. But you can't tell me you'd rather have Nick Foles over Dak Prescott.
No chance.
So this argument that Dak can't win a Super Bowl,
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is crazy to me.
I mean, how do we know?
He's been
in the league for 3 years. We have no idea.
And I really hate the whole Zeke suspension thing, and just totally putting aside any off the field, just looking at it purely from the on the field wins and losses, on field performance type stuff, because I think you get a lot that takes away from Dak and especially from this team because of what they couldn't do last year, or I guess now 2 seasons ago because of the Zeke suspension.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, they went 1-5 during the Zeke suspension, right?
Yes.
Imagine Zeke's back. They probably win at least two more of those games. That makes them an 11-5 team, and they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, you can play the what-if game all day, but those are just the facts. If Zeke was there, they are going on their attempt to make the fourth consecutive postseason.
He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. We are talking about which team in DFW, as we're on the heels of the Stars' playoff loss, which team in DFW is closest to winning a championship. So I think Cowboys, you think Stars.
But Cowboys are very close behind.
Yeah, and I just want you to, because you're our Stars expert here on the podcast, what is, like, obviously we know about Miro Heiskanen.
Yes.
And we know he's a young talent.
Yep.
Why, what other young guys are going to be able to fuel a potential championship run for the Stars?
Look how Roope Hintz played this playoff. I mean, we found out yesterday, he played game 7 with a broken foot. He put a skate on and skated with a broken foot.
That's a man right there.
And he was flying around out there. He was a rookie this year. Played a few games last year. I don't remember, but he was a rookie this year for sure. You have Tyler Seguin in the prime of his career. He's 27, 28, coming in a fresh new contract. You have Ben Bishop, he's 30, 31, but he's still an elite goalie. And that's what you need in the playoffs. Elite goalies can get you a long way. Just look at the Stars. They had no business being in the position they were if it weren't for Ben Bishop. So that's what makes me optimistic about the Stars, is their young core, and they have cap room to do other things this summer, and they can just get better, and it's exciting.
Let me throw something out at you.
Sure.
Do you, and you've got to pick one or the other.
Okay.
You pick either the Cowboys or the Stars to win their respective championship in either of the next two seasons, but it has to be in one of those two seasons, or you're picking the Mavs after that.
I'll pick the Stars to win one of the next two seasons.
Okay. So you think the Stars win within the next two seasons? Do you think that's a higher chance than the Mavs winning one after two more years? And they could win it at any time. With this team.
I would love to be optimistic about the Mavs, but we really just don't know. We have to see what they do in the offseason. We have to see what their long-term plan is. I love the pieces they're putting together, but they've played 0 seconds.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's not like what are the big pieces on this team, which are Luka and Porzingis. It's not like we've never seen them play. We have a rookie of the year from Luka Doncic, and we know what Kristaps Porzingis is. I mean, yes, we haven't seen them playing together on the court, but we know that I think the two are going to mesh really well.
That's from all accounts, yes, yeah. That's what it looks like.
So I think we can project a little bit. I don't think it's a playoff team this year. It's definitely going to depend on what they do this offseason.
I think if they do some good things this offseason, they could be a playoff team. There's just it's hard for me to say. There's just so many unknowns. Like I said, I do like the projection. I think, you know, if they keep going up, if they keep getting better, you know, they could be one of those top 3-4 teams in the West in the next couple of years. But the West is also an impossibly hard conference to play in.
That's what I was about to bring up. And when you have this conversation, you got to look at the landscape of each respective league.
Is Kevin Durant a Golden State Warrior by the time these two guys go on the court together? I don't think so.
I say probably not. But does that really change the outlook in the West?
Because it makes the Warriors not odds-on favorites.
But it's still, if we're looking at it from a pure Mavs perspective, that still makes the Warriors are not going to miss the playoffs because Kevin Durant leaves. You can't expect the Lakers and LeBron to have another year like they did this year.
Yeah.
And the Kings are projecting up. I mean, there's 10 or 11 teams that are fighting for 8 spots.
Like 12 good teams, yeah.
Yeah. That's another reason why I have the Mavs kind of out, just because you're playing in such a stacked conference. It's going to be very difficult. What, like you said earlier with the Cowboys, to win a championship, you got to make it to the dance.
Yeah, and that's absolutely.
One of the hardest things in basketball right now is being a team in the West and making the playoffs.
And, I mean, you're trying to avoid getting the 8 seed because, you know, if you're playing the Warriors in the first round, you're gone.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, starting next year, depending on what happens this summer, the 8 seed, you know, might not be as intimidating as it is right now.
Let's talk about the Warriors.
Okay.
And the rest of the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
We're going to take a break here. On the other side, we're talking NBA playoffs and a little draft lottery here on Can I Get a Podcast?
Cool.
Welcome back. Can I Get a Podcast? He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. Jeffrey.
Yes.
NBA playoffs have been fun.
Sort of. This round has been fun.
Yeah. Okay. Let me put it that way. The conference semifinals
have
been fun. Let's talk about the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
What series? Well, let's talk about Kevin Durant. I think so. Kevin Durant has a mild right calf strain.
Yep.
He left game three, about 2-3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Game five.
What did I say?
Game three.
Yes, game five, obviously, the most recent game. And they play again tonight. If you probably won't listen to this podcast before the game has been played.
We hope you do.
Yes. This podcast being recorded on Friday afternoon before game six of the series in Houston. Kevin Durant not making the trip. Houston obviously missed a huge opportunity in that game.
An absolute golden opportunity. I mean, they're tied with, I guess, 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Warriors' best player is not on the court. And Houston just needed to, they needed to take advantage of that in order for them to have a chance to win the series. Because I don't think Houston might win this game six tonight, but I don't think they're going to go back to Oracle and win game seven.
And I don't think not having Durant really changes things much just because of how good the Warriors are.
I mean, they only have three top 20 players in their starting lineup now?
Yeah. And the thing I look at, too, is more from a Rockets perspective, too. If you want to look at, okay, Kevin Durant's out, how does this affect the Warriors? But, I mean, let's just look at the Rockets. Like, what we just saw, like, you know, it's, now I'm forgetting the phrase about recency bias. Our recency bias about the Rockets right now is James Harden goes absolutely ghost in the fourth quarter. His first shot, like, in the entire quarter was right at the end. For James Harden.
How is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, James Harden has been, and you know, everyone on the planet Earth knows I can't stand James Harden. James Harden is so impossible to stop right now.
Yeah.
How in the world did he take zero shots and the only one was a layup they gave him? That's ridiculous.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast or not, but I really hate watching James Harden play.
We all do.
And, well, there are some people who don't. Like, some people think it's fun.
Well, they're wrong.
I think his way of baiting foul calls on threes is very frustrating.
It's childish.
Yeah, I don't like watching that. But what makes it worse, and from watching this series, the Warriors, James Harden doesn't have to bait him. The Warriors are jumping into him when he's shooting threes.
And you know what?
I just don't understand.
You know what? Good on them, because it's going to frustrate the hell out of James Harden. And I think that's awesome. And that's what people need to do. They need to get inside his head. And when you have guys, and that's why I think Durant's most, I mean, besides his absolutely absurd scoring rates, Durant provides an alternate defender to be able to defend Harden. Cause now you have legit three options to guys you want to go. You can go Andre Iguodala, you can go Draymond Green, or you can go Kevin Durant guarding James Harden. And all three of them present different, you know, mismatches. And that's where I think the Warriors are going to miss Durant most in Game 6 and 7 is the ability to be able to disrupt Harden. I think that's what it's all about. You have to disrupt him.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, just talking about the Rockets is, I mean, Chris Paul has not played well at all.
His contract is so funny. He's going to make $44 million in 2020.
Is that in one season?
Yes, you know what? That's going to be, 2020-2021 season.
Okay.
He has a player option for $44 million. I wonder if he'll turn that down.
Of course not.
No.
No. No way he would turn that down. Yeah, this has been a weird series because neither team has really played well, especially since the Kevin Durant injury. I mean, I don't know what we're watching here. Give me the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, you can't pick against him until proven otherwise.
He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. This is Can I Get a Podcast, talking about the NBA playoffs. Part of this segment will be played on the ESPN Pod Hour on
103.3
FM ESPN. And this will be airing Saturday afternoon after Game 6. So I'm going to say, even if the Warriors don't win Friday night, which you were recording before, I mean, they take it home on Sunday, and I doesn't no question about it.
This is for the KESN FM Allen Dallas Fort Worth airwaves.
Yeah,
the Warriors are winning Game 6.
Okay, so
I hope I'm not wrong, and that goes this is
like
on
a,
air.
This is like a Back to the Future situation type deal. Let's talk about some of the other series, and we know we have for sure two Game 7s that will be played on Sunday. Which series do you want to talk about first?
Let's go with the Portland series.
Okay.
That series has been the most intriguing series to me, even more so than the Rockets-Warriors. I love CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard, and I love Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
I think that is such a fun series between two really, really good teams who are, you know, kind of new to this playoff thing. It's not like the Nuggets have been an elite team for a long time. This is the first year they've really taken that step. The Blazers are a good story. You know, they got swept last year, and here they are one game away from the conference finals. And I think both of them are cool stories.
Yeah, and that's the one thing about the Blazers is it's always, you know, they're going to make the playoffs and they're going to get swept or they're going to get bounced in the first round.
Right.
And that's what their story was coming into this. And look, I was going into last night where you had two game sixes. I thought there were going to be two series that were wrapped up. I thought the Nuggets were going to wrap this one up. Instead, we get, you know, Dame time, which is usually, as Jeffrey points to his watch, Dame style, which is usually secluded to the fourth quarter, has just been taken over here in the playoffs by Damian Lillard. And I like this Nuggets team. It's, I don't really know how you describe it, because you've got Nikola Jokic and you've got Jamal Murray.
You want to hear Rick Carlisle's nickname for Nikola Jokic?
I know what it is, but tell me.
The flat-footed assassin. That is so genius.
It is. It's good, and it's applicable.
No, absolutely it is.
It's just an interest, and it feels like every time, if I'm not watching the game intently, like if I'm at work or whatever, it seems like whenever I turn to the TV, Paul Millsap is doing something too. So this is a Nuggets team that I want to see play the Warriors.
I love it. Yeah. I think, you know why? Because I think Jokic is an impossible matchup for the Warriors. The Warriors do have Kevon Looney and they have Andrew Bogut, but are Kevon Looney and Andrew Bogut going to contain Jokic? No chance, right?
No.
It's going to be a fun series.
Yeah.
I hope. That's why I want to see the Nuggets win, but I also want to see Portland win because I like CJ and Dame so much and I wanted to see them succeed.
Yeah, and that's...
So either way, I'm happy.
You know, that has been a conversation about where they rank amongst the best backcourts in the NBA.
I mean, they got to be close to number one for me.
Yeah. If it's not who you have, if it's not the Splash Brothers, I mean.
Oh, well, okay. They're probably number one.
Yeah. But
I
what I'm saying, I mean,
them.
You that's
but
almost
right.
You have to throw them out because you're not going to contend with them. So it would be cool to see that just from the story. But, I mean, seeing what we've seen from Enes Kanter as he's reemerged with Portland this season.
And how about Kanter playing with the separated shoulder? And it's Ramadan right now, so he can't medicate, he can't drink, he can't eat during the day.
That's tough.
Insane.
That's tough. Well, let's move to the other series. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. Talking NBA playoffs here on Can I Get a Podcast. Raptors, 76ers. Again, as I said, another series I thought was going to be wrapped up last night. Hadn't liked what I was seeing from Philly outside of out of Jimmy. My name is literally James Butler.
Wait, so if he's Jimmy Butler, can we start calling James Harden Jim Harden?
Jim Harden. Okay, so I said it wrong. His name is literally Jimmy. I said it wrong.
His name is not James. Like, his legal name is Jimmy.
Okay, did you not see that story?
I mean, I saw it, people talking about it on Twitter, but I haven't seen the story.
So what happened was, it was after game 4, maybe? Whichever one Jimmy Butler went off in, and he had like 20-something points, whatever. Brett Brown was talking about him after the game, and he said this was an adult man's performance by James Butler. And someone asked him about it and asked Jimmy about it in the post-game press conference, and he said, he's wrong. My name is literally Jimmy.
That's awesome.
And so I took the trip to Basketball Reference, and now I got to go look. His name is actually Jimmy Butler. Like, on his birth certificate, it says Jimmy Butler, and my favorite thing about this is not that his parents decided this was something. He's Jimmy Butler III. So
you're kidding me. So his grandfather is Jimmy Butler.
On his birth certificate is Jimmy Butler.
That's pretty awesome, if you ask me.
I personally think that's great, and something I didn't know. But Jimmy Butler's been playing well.
And I can't believe that the Sixers have made this a series. Like, same, every time I watch the Sixers, they're just, they make such absent-minded mistakes and just do so much dumb stuff. It's like, how is this team in the playoffs? Like, yes, they're super talented, but I have no idea how they've made this a series. Kawhi Leonard has been unreal this playoffs, and I think the Raptors will probably take this one home. But who knows what you're going to get from Kyle Lowry, who really struggles right now, so we'll see.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Kyle Lowry, where Nick Nurse was actually talking about it, and one thing he said that's nice about having Kawhi in is, and especially with Siakam playing well too, you don't have to count on Lowry to be like your, on some days, being your number one, your go-to guy.
Siakam is so good, by the way, one of the most underrated players in the league.
I love watching, I'm not a huge Kawhi guy. Partly because of his time with the Spurs. He's just so boring.
He's so boring, but he's so freaking good at being boring. He is a robot, and he does everything perfectly. He's a top five offensive player in the league. He's a top five defensive player in the league. It's insane how good he is and how how vanilla it is. He's not flashy at all. It's crazy.
But he will dunk on fools.
Absolutely. He'll yam on anybody.
You want to talk about the NBA draft lottery?
I would love to, just a little bit. Quick note, we do have an NBA draft lottery show on 103.3 FM ESPN. Some guy named Chuck Cooperstein, along with Mike Peasley, will be hosting that. Chris Gross and Jeffrey Cooperstein will be producing that show as well.
Sounds like it's going to be a good show.
Absolutely.
And it's not as intriguing to me as we thought it was going to be maybe a couple months ago when the Mavs were going to vie for top five, especially maybe getting a number one overall
pick.
They
won too many games over there.
Yeah, but it ended up being a fun way to end the season. So, you've got Zion, who we know is going to go number one. What intrigues you most about the NBA draft lottery?
To see if the Mavs can keep that pick.
Yeah.
Even if they keep it, they're in the top four. I guarantee you they explore trading it, unless it's Zion. I mean, the Mavs have so many. That's why I was hesitant to, coin them a team that's close to winning anything, because there's so many different possibilities that can happen here. And so that's what I'm looking forward to the most. To see where Zion ends up. And hopefully, by the grace of God, it's right here about 200 feet from us.
Yeah, that would be awesome to see. I'm trying to go to Tankathon. I can't get it pulled up. What are the Mavs' odds of keeping their pick? Do you know?
Keeping the pick, I think it's 26%. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
6% for the number one pick.
I don't like those odds.
I don't, but you know what? The Mavs deserve some lottery luck.
Okay, before we get out of here, you want me to run a sim real quick?
Go for it. Yes, sir. Need to. Yeah, one sim only.
Okay, one sim. Mavs fell a spot to the 10th spot.
That's very realistic.
That means, obviously, the pick goes to Atlanta.
That's very realistic.
Yeah. Not a huge fan of...
Give me one more.
One more. You want to do one more? Okay, we'll run one more sim. And the Mavericks stay put in the 9 spot, which, again, means the pick goes to the Hawks.
That's tragic.
It's not as good as when I think two straight podcasts, I pulled up Tankathon in here, and I think once they got the number one overall pick, and the next time they ended up with their pick, at number three.
Do you remember when we were producing the draft lottery, or not the draft lottery, the NBA draft show last year, and Mark Stein put out the tweet that the Mavericks have made the trade for Luka, and I just, went crazy?
Yes, I do remember that.
I think if they were to get the number one pick, it would be in similar fashion to that.
I will know now to have my camera out and rolling.
Yes, you need to. There's no doubt about that.
He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. Good discussions there. Lots of good NBA talk. Lots of good Stars talk.
It's always good.
We're going to close out the podcast like we always do. It's with the 24-second shot clock. You get 24 seconds to talk about whatever you want. It doesn't even have to be sports-related, but when the buzzer goes off...
You're done.
It's time for you to stop talking. So, Jeffrey, I'm going to go first.
All right.
Because I got something that kind of ticks me off. I talked a couple weeks ago about elevator etiquette.
Yes.
Now I'm going to tell you about gas station etiquette.
All right.
When you are at the pump, you are to be either paying or actively pumping gas into your car. Now, if you have to go walk in to pay for gas, okay, I get it. You don't get to go walk in to take a dump or buy candy or just sit there while you're on your phone. There are people who need those pumps. Please be courteous at gas stations.
I vehemently disagree. If you are pumping gas and you have to take a number one, you go in there and you go do your business and you get out there and you put the pump away and you leave. Yes, don't sit there on your phone just lollygagging around. But if you have a purpose and you have to go into the gas station to either get a water, get some candy, go to the bathroom, etc., that's acceptable to me.
Okay, if you're doing that while the gas is pumping, that's
right,
fine.
While it's pumping, yes.
What I'm talking about is people who will pull up like into it as it's like a parking space and go dilly-dally
yes,
around
yes,
in the store.
I agree with you 100%.
It drives me crazy because the QT I go to nearest to my apartment
is, I also go to QT.
Yeah, I love QT. And that's what makes it so hard because I love the QT store. And that's why I get why people are drawn in. But it's
try the
always
taquitos.
It's always all the roller grill
oh,
items
goodness.
Are good. It's the pumps are always packed. So when I get there, I know that I'm gonna be waiting on people and I'll sit there for like 5 minutes behind someone whose car is empty and I'm like, what is this person doing?
Okay.
I just had to vent a little.
I'll agree with you though. That's all right.
Jeffrey, let's go to you. Your 24 seconds begin now.
Christopher, we are going to have a war in the Cooperstein household
oh,
in
no.
2030 and 2031. The Texas Longhorns and the Florida Gators agreed to a home-and-home series. I believe the first game in Gainesville, the second game in Austin. So my dad and I will be obviously traveling to both of those, and it's going to be awesome. Obviously, Florida's my second team, but nothing comes in the way of me rooting for Texas, so that'll be fun.
So we had something similar when Florida played UNT a couple years ago, right?
No, it wasn't similar because I still rooted for Florida.
Okay. Obviously, you're going to be rooting for Texas in this one.
That's right.
Have they played recently in any sports, Texas and Florida?
They played in the College World Series last year. But, I mean, I don't care about that, so.
That's always fun whenever you get something like that and it's a weird matchup.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really weird.
Yeah.
Also, like, say Florida ends up beating Texas and goes on to win the national championship, I'll be super happy they won the national championship, but it'll be at the expense of my
yeah.
favorite team, so.
I'll say enjoy this because my alma mater played my dad's alma mater,
yeah.
Michigan State, in the bowl
That's
game
right.
a couple years ago.
How was that?
It was cool, but because, you know, like, we'll probably never see it again.
Right.
So enjoy that when you can get. I love weird college football matches.
Florida and Texas have almost played each other so many times. There was the year where Texas made the national championship game against Alabama. Had Tim Tebow won that SEC championship game, it would have been Texas and Florida.
Yeah.
There have been a few other times over the past 10, 15 years or so where they've had a chance and it just hasn't happened.
So this is a war in your household that has been building for years.
Yes. And, you know, the preparation, the build-up time is going to be 11 years, but that's okay. It'll be fun.
You said 2030, 2031?
Yes.
All right. Give me your predictions. Who wins?
We'll go with the Gators at home, and we'll go with the Longhorns at home.
Okay.
The kids that are in that game are 7 years old
yeah,
right now.
We have no idea what the guys are going to be like, who the guys are going to be on that team, or the coaches.
Yeah.
We don't know
we
if
don't
it's
going
to be Tom Herman still coaching.
It probably won't be, but we'll see.
We'll see. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Chris's Gross, KRISISGROSS. Jeffrey, at JCoopJR27.
That's me.
You can find us on KESN1033.com/podcast, on Apple Podcasts. And as we mentioned earlier, you can hear this on tomorrow's edition, as we are recording here on Friday, of the 103.3 FM ESPN Pod Hour. It's going to air between 2 and 3 p.m., so tune in for that. That's going to be live on air, live on radio. I recommend you listen to that. And that's a show that will air every week, unless obviously something happens like NBA playoffs or Rangers Insider or something. Other than that, there will always be a segment of this podcast played between 2 and 3 on 103.3 FM ESPN. But Jeffrey, what's the best way to get the word out about this podcast?
Tell those people you're mad about at the QT gas pump station.
Yeah.
And by word of mouth, of course. They'll tell their friends. They'll get the word. The tree will spread like wildfire. And then, Chris, you must tell them the most important person about this podcast.
Your ex-wife.
Yep.
Got to tell your ex-wife.
You must.
Jeffrey, it was fun. You want to do it again next week?
I would love to.
All right, let's do it again next week. For this week, this has been Can I Get a Podcast?
Okay, thanks.